Why people misunderstand you and how to fix it. Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling completely misunderstood? Perhaps you made a suggestion in a meeting that was interpreted as criticism, or shared a personal feeling with a loved one only to have them react as if you'd said something entirely different. These moments of misalignment are more than just minor inconveniences, they're fractures in the foundation of human connection that can lead to damaged relationships, stalled careers, and deep personal frustration. Being misunderstood is a universal experience, yet one that can leave us feeling uniquely isolated. Many people describe the experience as feeling invisible or as though they're speaking a different language than everyone around them. What makes these situations especially challenging is that most misunderstandings happen without malicious intent. Often, both parties leave the interaction confused, hurt, or frustrated. The frequency of misunderstandings has led some to adopt the philosophy of simply accepting them as inevitable. As one writer puts it in an insightful exploration of the topic, letting people misunderstand you can sometimes be liberating when you recognize that others' perceptions aren't entirely within your control. However, while there's wisdom in accepting that perfect understanding isn't always possible, most of us still seek to be understood accurately, especially by those who matter most. The psychology behind misunderstandings. To address the problem of being misunderstood, we must first examine why misunderstandings occur in the first place. The answer lies in a complex interplay of psychological factors. Perception filters. Each of us perceives the world through unique filters shaped by our past experiences, cultural background, personal values, and current emotional state. These filters act like translators, interpreting incoming information based on our existing mental frameworks. When someone's filters differ significantly from our own, the message we send isn't the message they receive. Cognitive biases. Our brains are wired with numerous cognitive shortcuts that help us process information efficiently but can distort our understanding. Confirmation bias. We tend to focus on information that confirms our existing beliefs while overlooking contradictory evidence. Fundamental attribution error. We often attribute others' actions to their character while attributing our own behaviors to circumstances. Negativity bias. Negative information tends to make a stronger impression than positive information, causing people to disproportionately focus on perceived criticisms or threats. Communication style differences. Some people communicate directly, while others prefer indirect approaches. Some are expressive and animated, while others are reserved and measured. These differences in style can lead to significant misinterpretations, especially across cultural boundaries or personality types. Emotional interference. When emotions run high, our ability to communicate clearly and interpret accurately diminishes. Fear, anger, or anxiety can cause us to project intentions onto others' words or fail to express ourselves precisely. Common scenarios where misunderstandings flourish. Certain situations seem particularly prone to creating misunderstandings. Digital communication. Without the benefit of tone, facial expressions, and immediate feedback, text messages, emails, and social media posts are breeding grounds for misinterpretation. A brief response might be interpreted as anger when the sender was simply busy. A joke might land as an insult without the social cues that would clarify intent. Cross-cultural interactions. Cultural norms regarding directness, formality, humor, and even basic gestures vary widely across cultures. What's polite in one context may seem rude in another. This extends beyond national cultures to organizational cultures and even family systems. High-stakes conversations. Performance reviews, difficult personal discussions, and negotiations often involve complex emotions and power dynamics that can distort both expression and reception of messages. Rushed exchanges. When conversations happen on the fly without proper time and attention, key details may be missed, assumptions may fill gaps, and clarifying questions may not be asked. Multilevel communication. When a message contains both explicit content and implicit subtext, as in sarcasm, subtle feedback, or diplomatic language, the chances of misalignment increase dramatically. The impact of being chronically misunderstood. For those who frequently experience being misunderstood, the effects can be profound and far-reaching. Emotional toll. The emotional weight of persistent misunderstandings can be heavy. Many people report feelings of isolation, frustration, and even questioning their own sanity when their intentions or meanings are consistently misinterpreted. As explored in this thoughtful discussion about why people feel misunderstood and ignored, these experiences can trigger deep insecurities and self-doubt. Relationship strain. When misunderstandings accumulate, they create distance in relationships. Trust erodes when someone feels persistently misrepresented or when they believe the other person is deliberately misinterpreting them. Some relationships become trapped in cycles of clarification and defense that exhaust both parties. Professional consequences. In workplace settings, being frequently misunderstood can impact performance evaluations, team dynamics, and career advancement. Leaders who fail to communicate clearly may find their teams don't listen or follow their guidance, while employees whose contributions are misinterpreted may be overlooked for opportunities. Self-censorship. Perhaps most concerning is when chronic misunderstandings lead to self-censorship. Many people begin to withhold their thoughts, questions, or ideas out of fear of being misunderstood, leading to diminished authenticity and engagement. Practical strategies to prevent misunderstandings. While no approach can guarantee perfect understanding, these practical strategies can significantly reduce the frequency and severity of misunderstandings. Practice metacommunication. Metacommunication, communicating about the communication itself, can preemptively address potential misunderstandings. I want to share some thoughts on the project, and I'm coming from a place of excitement rather than criticism. This is a complex topic for me, so I might not express myself perfectly the first time. I notice this conversation is becoming tense. Can we pause to make sure we're understanding each other? Adjust your delivery for your audience. Different people process information differently. Some prefer direct, concise messages focused on outcomes. Others need context, examples, and time to process. When possible, tailor your communication style to the person you're speaking with while remaining authentic. This principle is fundamental to communicating like a leader rather than a boss, understanding that effective communication isn't one size fits all. Use the triple filter technique. Before communicating important messages, run them through three filters. Clarity: is my main point clear and upfront? Necessity: have I included enough detail without unnecessary complexity? Tone: does my delivery match my intention? Create feedback loops. Make it a habit to confirm understanding in important conversations. Just to make sure we're on the same page, could you share your understanding of what we've discussed? What I'm hearing you say is that accurate? Does my explanation make sense, or would another example help? Leverage multiple channels. For complex or nuanced messages, consider using complementary communication channels. Follow up a conversation with an email summary, or provide visual aids to accompany verbal explanations. Mind your nonverbal communication. Body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice can either reinforce or contradict your verbal message. Ensure consistency between what you say and how you say it. When your words say "I'm open to feedback" but your crossed arms and tense expression say otherwise, people will typically trust the nonverbal cues. When misunderstandings happen, recovery strategies. Despite our best efforts, misunderstandings will still occur. Here's how to address them constructively. Recognize the signs. Learn to spot when you've been misunderstood. Signs include: responses that seem disproportionate to what you intended. Conversations that suddenly become tense without clear reason. A sense of talking past each other. Feedback from others that doesn't match your self-perception. Respond rather than react. When you realize you've been misunderstood, pause before responding. The instinctive reaction is often defensive: "That's not what I said." Or "You're twisting my words," which typically escalates rather than resolves the situation. Clarify without defensiveness. Return to your original message without implying the other person is at fault for misunderstanding. "I think I may have expressed that unclearly. What I was trying to convey was, it seems we're not quite connecting on this. Let me try again." Listen to understand the misinterpretation. Sometimes, misunderstandings reveal important information about the other person's perspectives, concerns, or communication style. Ask questions to understand how and why the misunderstanding occurred. "I'm curious about how you interpreted my comment that way. Can you help me understand your perspective?" Know when to let go. As explored in this insightful piece about people committed to misunderstanding you, there are situations where continued attempts at clarification become counterproductive. If someone is determined to misinterpret you despite good faith efforts at clarity, it may be time to disengage from that particular conversation. Building long-term habits for clearer communication. Beyond tactical approaches to specific conversations, certain habits and practices can fundamentally improve your communication clarity over time. Develop self-awareness. Regular reflection on your communication patterns can reveal personal tendencies that contribute to being misunderstood. Do you tend to bury your main point under excessive context? Do you assume others have information they don't? Do you speak in abstractions when concrete examples would be clearer? Do you send mixed messages through contradictions between your words and tone? Cultivate emotional intelligence. The ability to recognize and manage your own emotions while sensitively engaging with others' emotional states is foundational to clear communication. This includes developing empathy, the capacity to see situations from others' perspectives, which helps you anticipate potential misunderstandings. Master the art of questions. Well-crafted questions can prevent misunderstandings before they take root and resolve them when they occur. Great leaders use questions not just to gather information but to create shared understanding, surface assumptions, and build connection. Embrace cultural and cognitive diversity. Rather than expecting everyone to communicate as you do, develop appreciation for different communication styles and perspectives. This mindset shift from right/wrong to different creates space for more nuanced and accurate understanding. Practice consistent communication habits. Certain communication habits build loyalty and trust while reducing misunderstandings. Following through on commitments. Maintaining consistency between public and private messages. Acknowledging mistakes openly. Providing context for decisions. Expressing appreciation specifically. When to embrace being misunderstood. While this article focuses on reducing misunderstandings, there are circumstances where embracing ambiguity and accepting that you may be misunderstood is the healthier choice. When perfect understanding would require excessive self-explanation. Constantly explaining your every thought, feeling, and motivation is exhausting and ultimately impossible. At some point, healthy boundaries require accepting that others will form their own interpretations of your actions. When growth and innovation require challenging existing frameworks. Truly innovative ideas often sound wrong or confusing initially because they don't fit existing mental models. Some of history's greatest thinkers and leaders were profoundly misunderstood in their time precisely because their ideas required new frameworks to comprehend. When misunderstandings reveal incompatible values. Sometimes persistent misunderstandings signal fundamental differences in values or priorities rather than mere communication failures. In such cases, perfect clarity might not bridge the gap. When being authentically complex matters more than being perfectly understood. Human beings are inherently complex and sometimes contradictory. Attempting to present yourself in ways that eliminate all possibility of misinterpretation can lead to an inauthentic, oversimplified version of yourself. The interplay between being understood and understanding others. It's worth noting that our focus on being understood must be balanced with equal commitment to understanding others. The skills that help us be understood: clarity, empathy, attention to context are the same skills that help us understand others accurately. This reciprocal dynamic creates what communication scholars call shared meaning, a mutual understanding that emerges not from perfect transmission of messages but from collaborative meaning making. This approach to communication recognizes it as a relationship rather than merely an exchange of information. The path forward: balanced communication. The question of why people might choose to misunderstand you touches on an important truth: communication is never entirely under your control. Each person brings their own history, perspective, and emotional state to every interaction. The goal, then, isn't perfect understanding but rather a balanced approach that includes clarity without oversimplification. Express yourself clearly without diluting the complexity of your thoughts and feelings. Openness without over-explanation. Be open to clarifying misunderstandings without feeling obligated to justify every aspect of your existence. Self-advocacy without defensiveness. Stand by your intended meaning without attacking others for their interpretations. Empathy without mind reading. Seek to understand others' perspectives without assuming you can perfectly predict how they'll interpret you. Conclusion. Being misunderstood is painful because humans are fundamentally social beings who crave connection and recognition. The frustration of having our words, actions, or intentions misinterpreted strikes at the heart of our need to be seen and valued for who we truly are. Yet within this challenge lies opportunity, the chance to develop communication skills that foster deeper connections, the wisdom to accept the limitations of human understanding, and the courage to express ourselves authentically even when perfect understanding isn't guaranteed. By approaching communication with intention, empathy, and a willingness to engage in the messy, imperfect work of creating shared meaning, we can significantly reduce harmful misunderstandings while building stronger relationships and more effective collaborations. The journey toward better understanding is ongoing. There is no final destination where misunderstandings cease entirely. But with each clarification, each moment of successful communication, and each recovered misunderstanding, we build bridges that make the next exchange a little easier, a little clearer, and a little more connecting.